Netayashchin is an Israeli-Australian actress, director, theatre maker and stage performer who was actually born in Lithuania and immigrated first to Israel when she was 8 years old. Then, after meeting her Greek-Australian husband, she immigrated here to Australia. She then went back to live in Israel for 7 years and came back to Australia again. Her career spans stage, film and international festivals. Trained at Australia's National Institute of Dramatic Art, NIDA, she has worked extensively in theatre both as a stage performer and a director, and her artistic work blends personal storytelling with broader social themes. Through acting and directing roles in theatre and other projects, Netta reflects on the experience of migration and generational identity, using humour and raw emotional honesty to connect individual stories with wider audiences. Her one-woman show, Sabra, combines storytelling, performance and humor to explore Israeli identity, migration and the challenges of growing up between cultures. The production has been presented to Australian audiences through major festival platforms and has been received as an intimate, character-driven exploration of identity and resilience. SBS caught up with Netta to talk about her childhood, her sense of evolving identities, her trials and tribulations through a fierce relationship with her mother while trying to find and express who she wanted to be, and her aspirations to keep stretching her boundaries and her art. Netta, what else can I say about you?
Well, I can give you some credentials. So I'm a professional actress from Tel Aviv University. I'm also a professional director from NIDA, so I have some hats. And now I'm also singing, doing some more investigation into the world of music. I'm opening up another door into the art world. Curious. So in 98, I came to the Adelaide Festival, who was led by Robin Archer, and it was with a show that we rehearsed for a year and a half in Israel, which was called Vayomer Vayelech. It was a very famous show. We toured the world, and on a dance floor in Adelaide, I met my ex-husband. He was a Greek guy. I didn't know there were Greeks in Australia. I thought it was some kind of a miraculous event. It was after Rabin's murder, where I was there during the event. And then, you know, bombs. And we were going overseas all the time. And every time I came back to Tel Aviv, I wanted to go somewhere. And when he said, come over to Australia, I packed my bags. I sold my car. But I was, at that time, I was an actress in a BIMA in the National Theatre. And I think it was quite mad to do. But I thought, it's now or never. I was 31 years old. And after years of living in Australia, I realized Australia loves paperwork. So I went to NIDA.
There is some Russian background to your story.
That's true. I was born in Lithuania when it was part of the USSR, and I came to Israel in 1975 when I was 8 years old.
Oh, my daughter, Russian missile carrier. Yes, and stinking Russian, they call her as well at school. That's not nice. She was stinking Jew in Lithuania, now she's stinking Russian. I'm really upset that they humiliate her like this because she doesn't say anything, but I know her mother always knows.
Because I was a migrant who coming to Israel, and I suffered a lot of, I would say, harassment from kids when I was a young kid. I was the stinking Russian, the Russian missile carrier. You know, it was the myth of the Tzabal. You know, you had to be born in Israel to be accepted. And I think I had an issue with it. And I think leaving Israel was a form of a rebellion. And when I came back to Israel, everything started to happen, and it was a little bit like punches in the face because everything I left and I didn't want to deal with suddenly came back, you know, like, you know, we all have our baggage. We just try, you know, sometimes I try just to avoid some issues. So I go somewhere, then I try to avoid this issue. And coming back to Israel, all the issues just came at me like a flood, like a tsunami of things that I didn't want to look at. And it was amazing to look at all these things because I realized how much I love Israel and how much I missed it and how much it was important to me. And it was a very sad, in many ways, a very shocking event for me because I forgot so many things that were wonderful about Israel. And it was in many ways a celebration, a comeback, but in some ways it was also a very difficult comeback.
Give me an example of a couple of those things that were really delightful to go back to.
Oh my God, I remember I just the first time I came to the Dead Sea, and I was driving, and I took a mother of a good friend here from Sydney, and I traveled with her. I could see Israel through her eyes, because from the moment we landed, she was like, wow, because the desert from Masada, going down that hill and looking at the desert and then seeing the sea was just so miraculous. I was standing there gobsmacked. I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. And the abundance, you're eating in a restaurant and everything is so lush and there's so much food and everyone is friendly and everyone is laughing and everyone is having a wonderful time. And I had to kick myself and go, why did you leave? Like, what happened to you?
When asked about living between cultures, Netta reflected on whether existing in that in-between space became a challenge or a creative advantage in her artistic life.
Obviously, it's a question of what do you want to do and what job you want to do and your social life. And of course, coming back now at the age of 57, it was, is a lot harder because I've become a lot more Israeli. But in a way, I see it as a mission because I feel like I'm in some way standing for my people here.
Yeah. Do you feel that your art form now has become also, in a way, an ambassadorship for ideas, for the way of being that we are?
In some way, by default, I never tried to put that hat on consciously, but I think when I left Tel Aviv this time, I came here consciously because I could feel where Australia is going. And I felt like I have to say something to the people here, and I have to, in some way, even if it's in a minimal way, to represent something and to stand guard, almost like a lion standing, trying to protect my people. Wherever I can, I tell people and I try to have a conversation. I can see the picture from different sides, so I can relate to people who think certain things politically that might be misguided, because I think we're deeply misunderstood. Of course, there's a lot of things we can say and criticize, but at the end of the day, I'm made of some materials that are also these. So yeah, I can be a citizen of the world, but I'm also a Jewish woman. I'm also an Israeli woman. I'm also a Lithuanian woman with a Russian background. What can you do?
I wanted to give circumcision ceremony with a Brit Milah. Circumcision is the covenant between God and Abraham. I wanted to do circumcision ceremony, but I couldn't find rabbi. For 4 months, I was looking for rabbi who was not afraid to perform circumcision ceremony because I wanted to give circumcision ceremony for my son. So after 4 months, I found a rabbi in another town, and I went in the middle of the night to make circumcision ceremony because of covenant. So where is your covenant? Where is your covenant? With yourself, with children, with neighbors? Covenant? We're not just like that. Any people, just random. We are humanity. We have to have covenant. We have to say nice things to each other. Do you know what's a covenant? What it means to say nice things to each other?
Tell me a little bit more about this current show and what are you trying to convey in it?
The show was produced by the Teatro Netto. It's a very famous festival in Tel Aviv. And it's a show about my migration to Israel as a kid and my relationship with my mother. I come from a very intense home, let's put it this way. And this story sat in me for many, many years. And it's about the myth of the Tzabar and about acceptance. It's about migration and it's about otherness in all its forms. And I think if there's something that I'm trying to communicate to people is that we always hate something inside us and then we project it onto the other. So the other is just a project, all this hatred is so unnecessarily. If people would be able to look internally and see what's really, the problem is really there. It's not outside.
Mom? Yes, my darling. Do you love me? Of course, my darling, more than anything in the world, but what, Mom? I don't know why you have to go become an actress. Why not, Mom? I don't think it's a good profession. I think that somebody with your brain could have been anything she wanted. You could have been a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse. you want to be an actress. Why don't you become a prostitute straight away? Why, mom, actresses are prostitutes? Yes. But mom, it's a lovely profession. You can travel around the world. You can put some clothes on, different clothes, become somebody else, step out of hardship. But to be an actress, you have to be beautiful. And I'm not beautiful? Oh, yes, no, yes, of course. Yes, yes, you're very cute, very sympathetic. Oh, no, but it's not enough. But mom, maybe I'm a character actress and I'm interesting. Mm. Interesting, only beautiful. If not beautiful, not interesting. It's me. I've done something wrong. This is why you're like this. Now, what do you mean like this? No. Like this. Mom, this is not because of you. Yes, it is. It is because of me.
It's written through the eyes of my mother. So she was a Holocaust survivor. So was my dad. So there's a lot of layers of... I don't think that Israelis understood what it means to be Jewish until October 7th. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn. There's so many pages to turn, so many corners to work with. But I'm really hoping for a better world very soon.
And finally, in response to a question about what comes next, Nela spoke about some upcoming projects and the road ahead.
We're doing the Golden Girls. It's an Israeli team with Maya Gavish and with Tuli Ronz. We're doing an adaptation from the TV series, you know, the Golden Girls. And my one-woman show is going to be in Roseville Cinema on the 29th of this month at 7 p.m. Mm. I've recorded 8 original songs in the last year on the rock and roll side. I think for me, performance is an act of overcoming. The more we connect physically with each other, the more people look into each other's eyes, the less violence there would be. Because the social media, everything that happens invisibly, it's not a real thing. The real thing is meeting people, and that's why I insist on making theater. It creates the contact, and it creates the community, and it enlivens the tribe, and it gives permission for other people to express themselves and make the world a little bit prettier, for ourselves to be a bit nicer to each other and to share our stories, to be able to discuss them and talk about them face to face. That's the only thing that's going to save us, is face to face.